Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Seeds moves to second. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Fonseca moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is hit by the pitch. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frazier for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Group scores. Seeds moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Seeds scores. Blue moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Blue scores. Kress moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick strikes out. 1 out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Calm moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calm scores. Myatt scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Montague moves to third. Hildebrand moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Montague scores. Hildebrand moves to third. Burnett moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hildebrand scores. Burnett scores. Porter moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Self. Porter scores. Averill moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Calm hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-0 in the game. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. Self hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Seeds moves to second. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-3 in the game. Self takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca throws the ball into Kress, who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Porter scores. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 3 in the game. Vozmik hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com strikes out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Myatt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Vozmik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Grubb moves to third. Appling moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a pop-up towards short. Montague can't make a play. That's a base hit. Grubb scores. Appling scores. Seeds moves to third. It's White Sox, 7, Indians, 7. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Self moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Burnett bunts towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hildebrand moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Hildebrand moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to home to get Hildebrand. Burnett moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Seeds. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. It's 9-7, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-4 in the game. Vosmick is walked intentionally. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. It's 10-7, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Myatt strikes out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-4 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.